You're on 981 2NM. It's time to talk some a little by-election. We've got Jeff Drayton, the ALP candidate for the Upper Hunter here this morning. Jeff, how are we doing?
Good, thank you.
And John Graham, the Shadow Minister for Roads. John, how are you?
Very good. Great to be here.
Got one question and one alone. We want a bypass for Singleton. Can you make it happen for us?
Well, we want to see this project fast-tracked. At the moment, it's in the slow lane. That's the real issue here.
That's a nice little metaphor there.
Not promised until the end of 2026. This should have been done in 2017. That was the original promise from the government. Duncan Gay turned up, said this would be done and dusted by 2017. It's now a decade later by the time this will open. So we want to see it quickly and we want to see it done properly. That's the crucial thing here. Mm. We don't want half an interchange. The risk here for Singleton is that is an economic hammer blow to the centre of town. Let's do this right first time. We want to see a full interchange and we'd spend the $25 million to make that happen.
Jeff, you've lived here in the Upper Hunter all your life, I assume. You know what it's like going through Singleton.
Absolutely. I certainly do. I try very slowly. Absolutely. Try and time it so I don't, sometimes half an hour either way.
Don't get there in the afternoon.
Might save you 40 minutes either way. So, absolutely. I know what it is. Anyone who can put this project off for as long as it's been put off could not possibly have driven in that traffic, each morning and each afternoon. You only need to spend a couple of days in it to understand that how desperate Singleton are for a bypass.
I don't know which government is responsible for the Upper Hunter Expressway, but I've got to say it is a fantastic piece of road until it stops. You know, this is one of these things I can't understand why in New South Wales, and John, maybe you'd be able to answer this, why don't we do it properly the first time? Why don't we get it all the way from where it starts right up through the valley as far as it can possibly go? Because future generations are relying on it. It's not just us, it's the future.
Mm. Yeah, no, exactly right. We've got to do this properly. It's not like there's not money around. We've seen billions of dollars tipped into Sydney toll roads. But a road like this that was promised, that is just crucial to this region, it makes a really big difference to Singleton and its future, and that future is bright if we get this right. It has not progressed.
Yeah.
Just has not, should have been finished, hasn't even started.
How do you hold the government to account? How do we make sure something like this actually
happens?
Well,
this is a great opportunity, and I think this by-election, as this unfolds, the community's got to put the heat on the government to speed this up, not have it on its current slow pace, and we'd love to see that happen.
All right. Jeff, this is essentially, I said it to you the other day when we spoke, is I think this is the big ticket item for you. This is the one thing that will get you across the line.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It is. But as John said, it needs to be done properly. I mean, who would design a bypass where you can only access or enter from one way? I mean,
someone who's trying to do it on the cheap.
Yeah, well,
that's how it feels here, is that they're just giving us the very basic thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You need entry and exit in both directions, north and south. Mm. As we said, you'll just kill the town.
Yep.
If you're heading from the north or you're heading from the south and you can't enter the place, it's just ridiculous.
John, while I've got you here, I think there's a number of people out Merriwall Way that would like me to inquire. There was an issue with a piece of road we call MR358 at Coulson's Creek. There'd been issues in relation to the handling of it by the local council. They put their hand up and said, look, mea culpa, we were responsible for it, but it's not helping anybody going anywhere. Can you help us out with some dollars to sort that issue out?
Yeah, well, look, there'll definitely be more to say on roads issues over the course of this by-election. And we know that councils, particularly councils in the Hunter and the Upper Hunter, are struggling with maintaining their roads, actually keeping them in place. Again, this is a project which has been acknowledged by both sides of politics, but is in the slow lane.
Yep.
It just hasn't been dealt with rapidly enough. And we'll definitely be having some more to say on that broad issue, but happy to have a look at Merriwall specifically.
Well, I'm sure they would be great to hear about it. Jeff, obviously you're aware of the issues there.
Yeah, I am aware of the issues, yes. And we'll be relying heavily on the local councils and consulting with the local councils in regards to just what needs to be done in their areas. I mean, they're the people that live in those communities and travel within those communities every day, so we'll rely pretty heavily on their judgment.
Excellent. Jeff Drayton and John Graham, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.